Praise the Lord. Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reverend Daniel Hepburn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I am not called by any man or religious denomination to preach, but God the Father and Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, has raised me from the dead and called me to be a soldier of the cross. And I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit in a Pentecostal experience to be a witness of the risen Lord and to prepare a people for the soon coming rapture of the Church of Jesus Christ. Let us pray from 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 8. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, and I pray for your grace which was given to us by Christ Jesus' death on the cross. I pray that we may continue to be enriched in everything by you through that grace in all utterance and all revelation knowledge, even as the testimony of the risen Christ is confirmed in us as he lives his life through us by the faith in a baptism of death, so that we come short in no guilt, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm us to the end that we are blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, not by what we do or what church we belong to, but by the faith in our baptism of death with him on the cross. Amen. Father, I further pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives me utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown today, and that it would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the word sown today or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you a little about the false doctrine of baptismal regeneration and false prophets and apostles that teach this. A dear friend of mine came to me and was a little troubled. She told me that her pastor had gone on vacation and the visiting minister that filled in for him while he was on vacation was trying to teach them that water baptism was necessary for salvation. She said something was nodding up right here telling me that something was not right. And she was pointing to her belly. I told her that was not something, but someone. I told her that was the Holy Spirit, not a thing. My beloved brothers and sisters, every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit inside of them, who comes inside of us with the Word of God when we hear the message of the cross and believe it, ask forgiveness of our sins, confess the living Word, Jesus Christ, as our Lord, and ask Him to come inside of us. And the Holy Spirit gives us an unction that lets us know what is from God and what is not. If you do not follow this unction or leading, the devil will destroy you. He is not playing patty cakes. He is destroying hundreds of thousands all around the world right now following false doctrines. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14 declares. I told this dear sister she should have picked up a songbook out of the pew and thrown it at that preacher and run him out of the church. She looked at me in shock and said, "I would never do that. I would never dishonor a man of God." I told her the Holy Spirit was telling her that it was not a man of God, but a wolf in sheep's clothing come to murder her. 2 John 1:9 lets us know that the preacher that does not exclusively preach and teach Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which is the doctrine of Christ, that he does not have God. Now, all of us that are preachers have preached things that are not right. That doesn't mean that we don't have God, but God brings us into revelation knowledge of Him, faith by faith, hear a little, bear a little. And He brings us to the truth. whenever the truth comes with the truth, with the revelation of the truth that we get by our daily walk with God, comes an ever closer relationship to Him. And with each word of revelation comes a message of repentance, the gift of repentance, and a command to repent from all other ways that are not the way that He has revealed to us. And if we continue on in that false way, He will remove the grace and we will lose our way and we will become instruments of unrighteousness. That means the preacher that continues on in this way is no longer saved. He has fallen from grace. Anyway, she told me that he was preaching some other things that were good. I told her that was a lie. The Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. If any truth is presented with the poison of a lie, if that minister has been told by the Holy Spirit and he continues on in that false way, it is always to hide the poison, and it is also poisonous in itself because it is the wrong spirit. There are many spirits of Antichrist in the church that once were saints of God, but they have been murdered with false doctrine because they ignored the unction and leading of the Holy Spirit to rebuke and renounce false doctrines or come out from among them, and they wouldn't come out from among those that would not renounce and rebuke them, and it's not from God. And because they stayed thinking they could just eat the meat that was true and spit out the bones of the false, the unction of the Holy Spirit died along with the living word that was choked to death inside of them. Thus they become the Laodicean church, relatively wealthy in the world good, but miserably unhappy and a worthless, contemptible, and vile abomination in God's eyes, being poor in His grace offered at the cross, having reverted back to the pig's wallow and vomit of the sin nature, blinded to the truth, clothed only in the funky fig leaves of their religion, and led by demon spirits as they do the will of Satan, killing, stealing, and destroying all of God's work in their own lives and in others through the poison of false doctrine which they pay to spread like dung and death. They will give honor to the murdering, thieving, destroying spirit of Antichrist behind those false doctrines by giving honor to the false preachers, while they despitefully abuse with their tongues, speak all manner of evil against, and persecute with their witchcraft and sorcery, which they call prayer, the preachers of righteousness that show them the way of life. We are not to give honor to wolves. We are to mark them that cause offense and division from the firm foundation of our faith in the message of the cross by calling their names out and pointing out the false doctrines which they teach that kill spiritually. They are murdering, thieving, bastards, and agents of Satan. Would you honor a wolf, giving him free rein to come into your home while your children are inside? No. While you're not looking, he will eat them and then smile at you, sizing you up for the next meal. And that's exactly what the preachers behind these false doctrines are doing. And yet we give free rein to these wolves to come into our pulpits and our churches and into our homes through the TV and radio, ignoring the Holy Spirit's warnings. While you give honor to the wolves, you're dishonoring God. No, my beloved brothers and sisters, you cannot eat the hay and spit out the straw either. If the unction of the Holy Spirit is telling you that error is present in the message, then there is an evil spirit behind it, and if you continue to stay and listen to the error, you will end up being deceived by the spirit of error, and then you will do the will of Satan. We cannot separate the Word from the Holy Spirit and the will of the Father. If there is any error being taught, then it is not the will of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is not behind it. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He also said, my words are spirit and they are life. Not because he is one person, as United Pentecostals teach, but because He is so much in unity and harmony with the other two persons of the Godhead that they are inseparable in purpose and character. 1 John 3:7 declares that there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. They bear record or bear witness one with the other. We cannot take any scripture out of the Bible and make a doctrine out of it if it is not in harmony with other scriptures. Our doctrine or teachings must be in harmony with all the scriptures. Mr. Mangan and the United Pentecostals do this, and they are by no means the only one. I just point them out as an example. Mr. Anthony Mangan is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He is a demon-possessed, murdering, thieving agent of Satan. He is a bastard from hell, and if Paul the Apostle was alive today, which Mr. Mangan claims to follow his doctrine, Paul himself would say to him, as he said in Galatians 5 and 12 to those that troubled the people with false doctrine, that he wished he were cut off. That means dead. Paul said to those preaching false doctrines that he wishes that they were dead, because that is exactly what Mr. Mangan is doing when he teaches falsely that one must be saved by water baptism. He is spiritually murdering them in the name of Jesus. He uses Acts 2:38 to do it. And although Peter does mention baptism in the context of salvation in this one scripture, it is not in harmony or in the spirit of other scriptures to teach baptismal regeneration. Other scriptures must bear witness to this doctrine and be in harmony with the spirit of the word. What about Ephesians 2:8? By grace we're saved through faith, and that not of works, lest any man should boast. See, it's not in harmony with that scripture. What about John 3:16? God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that he who should believe should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not in harmony with that scripture. It's all got to be in harmony. It's got to be in the same spirit. And the same apostle, Peter, earlier in the same sermon, said you have to call on the name of Jesus to be saved. He mentions nothing about water baptism. And in the following sermon, he says something about salvation. And he doesn't mention water baptism. You see, there's a devil behind that man. And if you continue following that, knowing the truth, you're going to be doing the will of Satan. By continuing to follow false doctrine and honoring the murdering thieves that preach it, after having heard the truth, you're testifying that you are the children of those the chief priest persuaded in Christ's day to ask for the release of a murdering, thieving rebel, Barabbas, while you call for the death of the Lord Jesus inside of you. The Lord has sent you true prophets and wise men, and you dishonor them, casting them out of your church houses and murdering them with your wicked tongues, while you give all your honor and throw your money at the feet of the murdering, rebellious thieves who feed you every wind of false doctrine except the message of the cross. You bless the covetous and give all your honor to the murdering, rebellious thieves whom the Lord abhors. Thus, you dishonor God and renounce the Lord of glory. The end has come, and upon you has come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of Abel to the blood of all the present day true prophets and saints, and all the slain upon the earth that you are responsible for. God's calling us to repent. He's calling us to come back to the cross. He's not winking at our foolishness anymore. Judgment is coming to the church of God. These preachers that continue on in these false ways, God is going to severely judge them. If you continue to follow them, you're going to lose your eternal souls. Repent and come back to the cross. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church. You can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301, or you can call us at 318-938-2691. They have free books and tapes. Just call or write. God bless you.